Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Today is July 5th, 2024. At 5:57 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, the moon was in a new phase from yesterday with zero illumination. Because of this, you may have some low energy today. You may even feel tired. You may feel like you're in a space of it being introspective and ready just to indulge in some much needed introvert time. So the scripture that I want to give to you today, coming from the Lord, is a gospel according to Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Jesus himself is saying this. The Spirit of the Lord is on me. He has chosen me to tell good news to the poor. He sent me to tell prisoners that they are free and to tell the blind that they can see again. He sent me to free those who have been treated badly. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his holy word. And on this day, July 5th, 2024, the Lord wants you to think about, in your soul, true liberation. True liberation. We're just going to continue on as my dog barks, because we have true liberation today. In this verse, Jesus is quoting from the prophet Isaiah, specifically chapter 61, verses 1 and 2. When Jesus first wrote the scriptures, they did not have chapters nor verse divisions, so he was able to locate the scripture from his memory. Only through Christ are we able to rise through the weaknesses of our ropes in our life? Because Jesus says, the Spirit of the Lord is on me. He has chosen me to tell you the good news. He sent me to tell you prisoners that you are now free, and to tell those who are blind that you can now see again. He sent me to free you who have been badly treated. Liberation brings heed. They're going to recognize you as you're coming out. They see you being encouraged. They see your determination. But I'm here to tell you to finish. Fight through. Do great things in Christ. Be free, because Jesus is your freedom. That is my self-quote to you. I can recall my deliverance story from a long time ago when the apostle prayed over me. This was the same scripture, something that I didn't know back then, that was whispered into my ear supernaturally. I had what they call an out-of-body experience. I can see me, and the spiritual energy was very angelic. And then I was reunited with the physical life of myself. Life moved onward as it has. However, I was forever changed. And I really began to understand that it's something greater available to me, and to trust the spiritual process and be in a position to learn, be truly liberated. The 4th of July was yesterday, and it was celebrated. I particularly did not celebrate it in a sense, as I'm reminded of Frederick Douglass's address to Abraham Lincoln, as he addresses in his speech the following: the rich inheritance of justice, liberty, prosperity, and independence, bequeathed by your fathers, is shared by you and not to me. The sunlight that brought life and healing to you has brought stripes and death to me. This 4th of July is yours. It is not mine. You can rejoice. I must mourn. As I think about what he said there, okay, the Declaration of Independence was given in 1776. When did slavery end? 1867. We were still enslaved. My people were still enslaved. To me, my freedom comes from Jesus going to the cross. America daily reminds me that after all of my accomplishments and all of my hard work, that I am covertly enslaved because of my race, because of my gender, and because of my religion. Something I cannot overlook nor change. So Jesus, to me, is my freedom. And I carry Jesus' fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5, verse 22 and 23 with me every day as my coat of cover to keep me in total liberation from my soul and inner spirit. Even to incorporate my birth tribe rituals to bring the energies of my ancestors to forefront. And this is a beautiful connectedness to me needing community. See, the Declaration of Independence was adopted by the Continental Congress on July 4th, 1776, and announced the separation of the 13th American colonies from Great Britain. Okay, that's good. With this, a new nation was formed called the United States of America, right? History verifies that Thomas Jefferson, as the composer of the original draft, once completed, Jefferson submitted his draft to Benjamin Franklin and John Adams for their changes. Eventually, it made its final destination to Congress, where it was amended for the last time. Today, we, as Americans, see in its detailed wording why Congress was declaring independence from Great Britain. You got me? The most quoted line in the Declaration is of the following. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Now listen to this carefully. That all men are created equal. Really? That they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Certain unalienable rights. That among these are life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Unless you are a black man, a black woman, a black child. Because remember in 1776, slavery was still going on. It was a whole 100 years before that thing changed. And still today, we are still enslaved in some aspects. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all are created equal and that they're endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Our forefathers were declaring that they not only deserve freedom, but were willing to continue fighting for it. Well, what about the black person? Freedom is a great definition of independence, as it is the result of the choices that we make in our life. The power of choice is one of the greatest freedoms we have in our country. And knowing where to find it is so important. As we see in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6. For the Lord gives us wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. I have thoughts on that. Because to the black woman clergy, you're not supposed to have that wisdom. You need to shut to the up. Shut your mouth up. Who you been talking to? Where you getting that knowledge and understanding? But that's for another day. We're going to move on and digress. Number one, what comes out of the Declaration of Independence? The freedom to believe. Our country continues to serve as a magnet for the oppressed individual who comes to the United States of America for an opportunity to capture their dream. Many dream for a good job, food, and shelter for their family. Our government should not be relied only on the only resource to replace our faith in a God who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. That's 1 Timothy 6, verse 17. That sounds good, but not if you're black. You're enslaved. Number two, our country continues to serve as a magnet. Well, I read that one. Number three, the freedom to worship. Or I should say number two, the freedom to worship. We are allowed to choose our place of worship in any way we want to. God created us to fellowship. Our individual gifts are stronger when we are joined with other brothers and sisters in Christ. Sadly, the statistics show worship attendance in a decline as more people choose a life of independence, which ultimately leads to a life of solitude. Choose today to ask God to direct you to a community in which you can be involved. He will direct you and give and receive as needed. What about the black person? What about the enslaved? They weren't allowed to bring their religion over here. What about the freedom of prayer? This is what the Declaration of Independence meant to Americans, unless you were black and enslaved. You didn't have freedom of prayer. Self-reliance is an American lifestyle demanded and respected in numerous circles. Just as this can be seen as a strength, it can also be a tremendous weakness when it leads us to put God on the sidelines of our life and call upon Him only when we need His rescue. In personal times of self-reliance, I sometimes take on an image of seeing myself as God-like, which results in me placing myself above other gods, or as the other gods, namely the God of me. By choosing to submit our requests to God in prayer, we are making the choice to live out the faith to which He calls us. The freedom of prayer. Does this apply to the man that's enslaved? The freedom to have a say in the government. In the last presidential election, over 30 million professed Christians did not vote. We must recognize in our nation that every vote does count. As issues such as mixed marriages, abortions, social services, and taxes continue to create further divisiveness, our nation was founded on God, really, okay? Yet we continue to chip away at God's sovereign place of authority through the decisions continually employed by the Senate, the Congress, and the judicial branches. As a body of believers, we must call sin what it is and stand united as we cast our votes through cross God's divine wisdom and God's direction. And what does that say to the enslaved? The freedom of speech, okay? Free speech is one of the most sacred rights enshrined in the United States Constitution, and truly all the others flow from it. We are guaranteed the right to speak openly and publicly about our opinions, our beliefs, and our faith. And like many of other freedoms, it's easy to take this one for granted. This is also an extremely important freedom when if it comes to the preaching the gospel. We are blessed to live in a country in which evangelism is not only tolerated, but protected in our founding documents. Unless you are a person that's been enslaved or come from that. What about the freedom to petition the government? Okay, here's another one. The freedom to petition the government is guaranteed in the First Amendment of the Constitution. This freedom includes having the right to collect signatures on a petition, to engage in lobbying activities, to protest the government leaders if they do something which we don't agree. One way the freedom to petition the government has been explained is as follows. A more simple definition of the right to petition is the right to present requests to the government without punishment or reprisal. I guess they didn't think about the black codes back then, because we could, as a black person, you couldn't come against the government. And even today, can I say Trayvon Martin? Anyone? And George Zimmerman? Anyone? The freedom to pursue happiness. If you notice in the Declaration, one of the rights it defines is the right of happiness. Galatians 5:22 says we have real joy in our life as we walk in the Holy Spirit. We don't have to pursue happiness. Rather, we can choose to live it out in the Spirit. This allows us to receive what we richly deserve. So what about the diseases or the divorces and death and disappointments that we encounter in our life journey? Paul in the Bible summarizes our responsibility as well. He says, dear friends, do not be surprised by what you see, but rejoice as much as you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. I guess they weren't talking about Black Lives Matter and the LGBTQ community, huh? And so many other things. Again, the gospel according to Luke chapter 4, verse 18. I'm reading from the easy to read version. The Spirit of the Lord is on me. He has chosen me to tell the good news to the poor. Aren't you the poor? He sent me to tell prisoners that they are free. Aren't you in prison? And to tell the blind that they can see again. You were able to see it one time, then you got blind. Now you're able to see again. He sent me to free those who have been treated badly. In my Orisha studies of spirituality, may we totally be greeted in the name of Oye and Sango, veneration. Let us give homage to the ones who demonstrate bravery and upright leadership for all and sundry. Oya says that she sees balance and order for you today. Sango has accepted your offerings this morning. Sango says that we will benefit from doing things with a clean spirit and a proper method. Clean spirit and proper method. What this means, when you have options, discernment becomes more important. In truth, the more options you perceive, the more divisiveness you will have. Smart and creative people are notorious for making problems for themselves. This is because there is only one or two real pathways to progress. On one hand, there is talent. On the other hand, there is work. But even talent is useless if you refuse to work. So, your only real option is to work. Face your life's work once and for all. Instead of creating problems, focus on solving them. and dedicate yourself to a single mission, no matter how long the road may seem. Take yourself seriously today. Take yourself seriously enough to focus, to give your best effort, and to continuously improve. Choose your direction and leave yourself no other options. Get yourself serious about your work. Do not change directions. Don't change your plans or your techniques without doing your due diligence. Do not procrastinate today. Don't be trifling or joke about your work. Do not associate with fools who constantly play and joke around and make life so light. May Oya and Sango grant you greater intensity and relentless focus in this season. I say, make the decisions to win today. It takes courage to win and be free. Rocks, darts, and all kind of aims and landmines trying to pull you away, take you off guard. Be about something today and be a somebody today. Liberation brings heed. They're going to notice you as you're coming up the rope. Courage and determination should be your forefront, and in your mindset and in your soul. Finish what you started. Fight through. Do great things in Christ, through Christ. Be free today, because Jesus is your freedom. As the word says, the Spirit of the Lord is on me. He is on you. He has chosen me to tell you the good news. You who are poor, who you are feeling down, you are feeling perplexed, broke, busted, and broken down. He is giving you the good news to rise you up, to inspire you, to motivate you. He is sent to tell you who feel like you're in bondage, that you're enslaved, you're in physical change, you're in financial change, you're in emotional change. He has set you free. He's there to tell you that you can see again. You were blinded by stupidity and dumbness, but you can see the light. He sent you freedom in a way. He's pulling you away from those that treat you bad. The Tyrones in your life, the Simons in your life. Get away from that, because Jesus has opened the door for you. The church is open for you. The doors are open for you today. The doors are open for you today. To God be the glory. Ogunufa Oluwa Amadi Lavery Selah.